So the 90s kick off, the Indigo train just gets off to a roaring start. At the same time, you mentioned the activism. So not only did y'all found a nonprofit with Winona LaDuke, Honor the Earth, which is still going strong, you also, in your overachiever way, decided to start and staff your own record label, Damon Records, to support a bunch of indie artists that you loved. That was a lot to take on. Was it because of how well things were going for the Indigos that you felt like you needed to feed and stay in touch with that kind of punkier grassroots side of yourself?
Having a label was something that I looked at as like, you know, a community endeavor. You know, like there's all these bands, me and my friends love them, and we want to help put records out and we want to work together on these projects. And so it was kind of like that. And then, you know, it was a lot of records for a lot of years. And then I started doing my own stuff. And then like my staff sort of wanted to go do other things. So I was like, I can't really have the label in the same way without y'all. And I don't want to hire anybody different. So I'll put my own stuff out and I'll just subcontract these jobs out. And it was like, it changed the label. But also at that point, it was a natural point to do that because it was like, there were a lot of bands on my label that I was like, you guys are going to do better if you just do your own thing than give me a percentage of what you're making. Because you can get distribution, you know, CD Baby had started, like all these avenues, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, you need to like fly off and do your thing, you know?
So it was around the turn of this century, you did start releasing your own solo albums. You're at 7 solo studio records plus 3 live ones now, all on Damon. It has been so fascinating to watch your evolution because I've been there, obviously, from the jump. So you got Stag and Prom were decidedly punk-leaning. The next two kind of had a little bit softer touch, but were squarely in rock territory. You followed those with 3, including the new one featuring your country band. Now, again, this feels like your seeker's heart at work, kind of exploring these various musical paths and passions. Is there one that feels most true to who you are? Is that ever evolving? Is it all just impossible to parse out?
No, I mean, I can't, because I love the Butchies, you know, as a band to play with, and I love the band I'm in right now. So I try to almost marry the two in some ways by exploring the punkier side of country sometimes, you know.
Since you mentioned them and they were such a huge part of your early solo days, we got to play a Butchie song. What is one of your favorites? What you got?
Trouble from Make Your Life.